Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're thinking about them landing that thing on Mars from China on Friday. So here's some. Let's do number four first, Producer Aleph. Let's do the one we just worked on off the air, on the air. So tell me what movie or TV show about space this one is from.
Star Trek.
Negative.
Negative. My wife just yelled negative from the other room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we saw it last year.
Well, play it again, Aleph.
Oh, E.T. What? What, Maureen?
Look, she's the one in charge. She's balancing the checkbook. Just put her on the phone.
Did we go to the park? Out west?
Yeah, we went to...
Play the clue again, Ellen.
Close Encounters.
Close Encounters is right. Here, set to a funky disco beat.
Here's the groovy beat, yeah.
Okay. Hey, good job, Tom. You're one for one.
Yeah, I was there last year. I should have remembered it.
You were in a spaceship last year?
No. I was at the Devil's Tower.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
oh,
it's pretty
that
cool.
Is so cool. Is it as impressive as it looks in the movie?
More so.
Oh, man. Did you make
they had a couple of guys are climbing up the side of it.
Oh, man, not me. When you got home, did you make a mountain out of mashed potatoes?
No, but at the tourist information center nearby, they had the movie on continuous loop.
Yeah, no kidding. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Devil's Tower. All right, well done. Okay, back to the beginning now. Producer Aleph, this will be number one.
Star Wars.
You, sir, are two for two. All right. Feeling pretty good about yourself now, aren't you, Tom?
Oh, I've got a bonus, though, here.
You mean your wife's?
I got MegaPros doing my bathroom as we speak.
Well, I don't know if that means you should give us the hoodie or we should give you two
hoodies. I'll get one of theirs.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one. Let's see if you get it. Oops, I'm sorry. I spoke too much. Here we go.
That's Star Trek.
To boldly go yes. Where no man has gone before.
Mary, you knew that one, huh?
Yeah, I knew all three so far.
What's with this lady's singing? I always thought she...
How do you know it's a lady? It might be an alien.
I don't think she there sounded, what's the word, professional or good. But that's okay. We judge too much. All right, so here's number three, Aleph. Oh, now, this one's fun and whimsical sounding. Do it again. What do you think of that, Tom?
That's E.T.
Absolutely right. Riding the bicycle into the sky with the basket.
And, you know, it kind of sounds like Jurassic Park to
oh,
me.
It does. It
Doesn't
does.
It
I do. I hear
like,
that.
Yeah.
In it.
I wonder if the composer is the same.
I think that's John Williams, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another one. You are four for four, sir. Here is number five. Wait, I'll play it a little louder.
Dum, dum, dum.
Give it another buzz.
Silent Running.
Nice. Look at you showing off with fancy movies. Not something more obvious than that. Hit it again.
Help.
Oh. Which is a movie by about the Beatles.
It's not Jaws, is it?
Nope. It's got to have to do with space. Oh, I get your point, Mayor.
Yeah.
Mr. Alexander, do you want to play?
Well, Spaceballs?
Just because it has the word space in it?
Here is the correct answer.
2001.
Attaboy. Attaboy. I'll give you a half a point on that one.
Okay.
Saw that at the Music Box Theater last year in Cineramascope or whatever it is. Wow, was that a movie. You watch that movie on a big screen, and someday we'll be doing that again. Let's all come back to that movie for the cinematic experience. Okay, here's one more for you.
George Jetson.
I was going to give you the clue that it is a TV show. You're close, but it's not George Jetson.
Oh, I think I got this one.
One more time.
Can
Mary.
I see it?
Mary.
Is it Lost in Space?
Thank you, Mary.
Is it?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, now give me as many characters from Lost in Space as you can, Mayor.
The two cute brothers.
The two cute daughters.
The two cute daughters. The red-haired mother.
Yep.
What's her name? The little
Julie Lockhart.
Julie Lockhart. Yeah. Oh,
nice.
The Mooney. What's that kid's name?
Edward.
Billy.
Billy.
Billy Money.
Money. The little kid.
Yeah. Will Robinson.
Yeah. Angela Cartwright.
Look at you.
See, I don't remember their profession yet.
Tom, you're killing
it. He was an alien.
What was Dr. Smith?
Dr. Smith. That's
what was the name of the robot? I think it was just Robot, wasn't it?
Robbie.
The robot was named Robbie?
It was?
Thought so.
Well, listen, you seem to know this better than we do. Here's what I have for you. A Mega Pros hoodie for playing our Monday Music Madness Mega Pros quiz. What are they doing
now for you? Now I can blend in with the workers.
What are they doing for you over there, Tom?
Bathroom.
Really? A whole redo?
Yep, whole redo.
Man, that's... You are spending your money wisely, sir.
Somebody's money.
All right, hold on. Producer Alex is going to get your address.
Okay, thank you.